This is Dr. Lin. Last name is Sanchez. Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. First name is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. Date of visit is February 13, 2023. I'm sorry, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. In 2021, a patient was in the Travis Air Force Base. A patient was a victim to domestic violence abuse. A patient tells me that she was being viciously shaken by her husband. Her husband. At that time, a patient tells me that her husband put her hand on her neck and start shaking her. In her neck to the point that she almost fainted. A patient tells me that happens 5 to 6 times. A patient believed that caused her head injury. Tells me that it was a severe shaking of her head that caused her head injury. A patient tells me she almost passed out. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has intense migraines, intense neck pain, balance issues, falling during work, memory blackouts, poor memory, and forget things easily. She tells me the headaches is constant. She also has vertigo symptoms. She has difficulty remembering and focusing. Patient's neck and spine pain constantly. Patient's intense bouts of dizziness. Patient has been taking Tylenol and home remedies for her symptoms. Paragraph. A patient tells me that she's also a diagnosis of PTSD and depression. Next paragraph. She's having significant difficulty to perform her work at Travis Air Force Base. A patient is a mental health technician. Patient has difficulty to remember things. Patient has a difficulty to keep track and organizing at work. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. A MoCA examination is 6 out of 30. Patient missed 1 on serial 7. Patient missed 3 on delay recall. Next paragraph. Next patient. Last name is Spiller. S-P-I-L-L-E-R. First name is Patrick. P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Date of visit is February 13, 2024. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that it was in Afghanistan in 2011. A patient was in a military vehicle. There was IED explosions. A patient tells me that there was an IED explosion right in front of his vehicle. It caused a crater onto the road. A patient tells me that his vehicle ran right into the crater. A patient tells me that he instantly hit the head against the metal parts inside the vehicle. A patient tells me that he immediately lost of consciousness for about a minute. When he woke up, a patient was confused and disoriented. A patient tells me that there are multiple other IED explosions. He did not lose consciousness with those. A patient tells me currently he's having significant symptoms from this. Patient has significant mood swings, headaches, aggressiveness, apathy, and significant memory loss and cognitive problems. Patient is currently working. Patient tells me that he is working in supply chain management. Patient tells me that his decreased ability to perform his job. He tells me that he's not able to He tells me that he's not able to apply for management job because his memory a problem. So first up, patient get aggressive and mood swings at work. A first up, patient needs to take time off from work. A first up, patient's not able to advance in his job because of the symptoms. Next paragraph. Work examination score is 27 out of 30 today. First off, patient missed 2 and delay recall. First off, patient missed 1 and orientation. First off, it's the part of a, it is in my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First time in 2011, a patient was in Afghanistan. First off, but there was an explosion, an IED explosion, caused a crater in front of the road. The first off, patient's vehicle ran into it. The first off, patient instantly hit the metal parts inside the truck. The first patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first patient, when he woke up, the patient was confused and disoriented. The first patient's subject had pain. First up, since the event, the patient had significant headaches, memory deficits, aggressiveness, mood swing, apathy, migraine headaches. It is my opinion that the head injury with loss of consciousness followed by confusion, disorientation, and now significant headaches, cognitive deficits, memory loss, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph, this marks the end of the detention.